Hi, I'm Julie Macken, and we are speaking of social justice. Gosh, things just keep getting worse and worse and worse, don't they? We're now, we've seen the preemptive strikes that Israel made on Iran. We've seen the preemptive strikes, then US followed that up with. And, you know, all of this chitty chat about Iran must never get nuclear weapons. I would ideally like no one to have nuclear weapons. But it is worth remembering that actually Israel has nuclear weapons and they don't have any inspectors. They don't let anyone know about any of it. And that matters. It matters particularly for people in the region, but it also matters for us because what all of this does, you know, we're all watching the news, we're all looking at the politicians, and frankly, most of us know that they are kind of either not telling the truth or are being completely hypocritical with double standards. Sure, most of us are used to politicians being hypocritical, not telling the truth, having double standards. But this is why I think we're really moving into pretty dangerous territory right now. Our capacity to believe in any of our leaders is being really corroded by this, the kind of collective deceit that's going on around the war in the Middle East, the inaction over the genocide in Gaza. Oh, it's just incredibly undignified carry-on over NATO. We're at a point now where there, you know, the news starts with about the first 15 minutes talking about war in the Ukraine, genocide in Gaza, war in Lebanon, war in Iran, you know, massive starvation in Sudan, Myanmar still persecuting people. Like, we're in a pretty bad way right now. And in all of this, what really worries me is, unlike every other country in the world, in Australia, only one person decides if we go to war. The only person in Australia who decides whether or not we want to join any of these numerous wars is the Prime Minister of Australia. And that's because early, I think at the beginning of this century, what's called the War Powers was changed. In the past, a leader had to take it to Parliament to discuss whether or not to go to war. Certainly had to take it to their own caucus to decide whether or not to go to war. Okay, they didn't have to ask you and I, but there was some debate about do we go to war. John Howard changed that so that in the new War Powers legislation, the only person that decides if we go to war is the Prime Minister. And he doesn't have to ask anyone. Anthony Albanese doesn't even have to ask his dog Toto if Toto thinks we should go to war. We could wake up tomorrow and the Prime Minister could say, overnight I just had a feeling, I had a hunch, you know, if he was like Donald Trump, and I've decided to bomb New Zealand. And that's completely legal. Obviously, this is an insane situation for all of us to be in. Obviously, we need to change this piece of the Constitution to ensure that before any decision is made to deploy Australia's Defence Forces and our kids that serve in the Defence Forces, the Prime Minister has got to discuss it with Parliament House and there's got to be a vote. We've had weapons of mass destruction lies. We've currently got Iran's got a nuclear weapon lies, even though the US had just said actually they didn't have nuclear weapons. We cannot trust a single leader with the lethality of war. So I reckon what we need to do very quickly is next time you see your local MP, say to her, what are you doing about fixing the War Powers so that Parliament gets to vote whether we go to war and the power of life and death is taken off the Prime Minister?